Living for today with an eye for tomorrow. This is the Voice of Vision broadcast.
I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior, for He is good. For He is good. I will rejoice.
Now, here's our teacher, Pastor J.D. Hatfield.
Well, hello there, friends. Once again, this is Pastor J.D. Hatfield of the Riverside Christian Fellowship in Hernando, Florida. As always, you can find us on the web at voiceofvision.org. Well, we sure are hoping that you've enjoyed where we've been the last couple of days. And if you're just tuning in with us today, we've been talking about, well, the series is titled, What About Tithing? Oh boy, don't turn off your radio there. Don't turn off your computer. Don't go to the next site. Listen up. We say at the beginning of each broadcast, no, the New Testament does not teach that you must tithe, or that if you tithe, you're special, or this curries the favor of God, or stops the wrath of God, or if you don't do it, you're bad, or if you do do it, that you're so good, or something like that. The New Testament teaches grace giving, but we are looking at some of the principles, and what about tithing? And so we looked at Genesis 14, and we talked about the principle of thankfulness, and then we looked at Genesis 28, and we looked at the principle of stewardship. Again, we're leading up to talking about, we're looking at the concept of seen in the Old Testament. Before the law, at the last couple of days, and then we're getting into the law now, and why was it in the law? And then we're going to discuss how this relates to the New Testament. We've been doing that each day, and what the New Testament, what the Bible basically teaches about giving and stewardship in general. And we could go on for weeks and months and all that, and I'm not out to set some agenda for you. It's going to be between you and God. But there are some principles that guide us that we see from the Old Testament patriarchs, from the law, and from God's teaching in the Old Testament about some ideas that carry over into the New Testament. Because we're supposed to give because we're thankful. And we're supposed to be understanding that we're stewards. Let's do a little review here. From Genesis 14, Abraham gave a tenth to the priest Melchizedek in light of the victory he had. But that doesn't mean that we have to give a tenth because of some victory, and it doesn't mean we give a tenth to stir God up to give us the victory or act on our behalf. We talked about Abraham's response compared from the king of Salem, which is Melchizedek, to the king of Sodom, and how he had already said he wasn't worried about receiving, just giving, and so he didn't take the gifts from the king of Sodom, but he gave gifts to the king of Salem. And so we concluded by saying that the principle of thankfulness is about doing it because you want to. It's about giving with a grateful heart. You know, 2 Corinthians 9:7 says, you know, we give cheerfully and as we purpose in our hearts. And my purpose in this is to show you some ideas about, you know, where your heart should be when you do give and not being stingy and not being silly. Not too much, not too little, but that there's no line there in the New Testament. It's all about everything. So we give with a grateful heart for what God's already done, and in Christ, again, we've been given the blessing of Abraham, which is, you know, salvation, justification by faith, and the Holy Spirit. And Ephesians 1:3 says we've been blessed with all spiritual blessings. Then yesterday we looked at the principle of stewardship from Genesis 28, and we saw that God said he was going to take care of Jacob, and Jacob says, in light of that, I'm going to give off the top, a tenth of everything that comes in. And he recognized that he was blessed by God. And we said that God owns it, we use it, and we give some directly for God's use. It's not a transfer of wealth. It's not something that we own. And people say, don't own stuff, or own stuff, don't let it own you. And we went further and said, no, you don't own stuff. God puts it on loan to you. And so we worship with what we've been given, knowing it's all from God. We realize that God entrusts us with all that he has given us. And we recognize the giver and his control by giving back to him, back to his causes, right off the top. And so we saw the principle of thankfulness and, you know, a grateful heart. And the principle of stewardship, God's the one that owns this stuff. Now, we're going to look here today, friends, at the principle, the next one. Again, first principle, thankfulness. Second principle, stewardship. This is the principle of purpose. The principle of purpose. So now we're seeing it come into the law. It was before the law, and it was in the law. Now again, we're not under the law, but tithing was before the law. But that doesn't mean the New Testament teaches tithe. It teaches more, to be honest with you. And again, this 10% is not just about your money. When you look at the Old Testament tithe, it's really, when you include everything in, it's about 23% or so, or more. But people want to know, do I have to give 10% to the church? Or, you know, I give 10% church, I'm not going to give that waiter 15 to 18% or more, of course. I'm just going to leave a track and leave nothing in it. Well, friend, you are that's a disgrace. That, you know, it's not good. I mean, you should leave tracks, sure. You should witness, sure. But don't use that as some substitute. You know, Jesus talked about that when people were trying to avoid caring for their elderly. And they said, all this money's going to the church. And they called it Corban, you know. And Jesus said, that's not right. So there's a purpose about our giving. And we see it in Leviticus 27. So let's turn in our Bibles, looking at Leviticus 27. And really, you know, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus. The thing is all of chapter 27 is about giving and tithing and things and laws about vows and such like that. But I'm just going to read verse 30. And then maybe we'll read some verses around it, but maybe not. We'll just look at this, because it says, every tithe of the land, whether the seed of the land or the fruit of the trees, is the Lord's. It's holy to the Lord. And the reason I bring this passage up, because it talks about tithing, and tithing became part of the law. But what was it? What was it then? Why was there tithing in that sense? Well, it was like a tax. It was like a tax. Now, why did they have a tax? Well, because now they were a nation. They were gathering together, and they had the tabernacle, and they had priests, and the Levites, right? One of the 12 tribes, they didn't have land. They didn't have income in that sense. And so this was to provide income for the priests and for the routine functioning of the nation of Israel. Okay? So tithing became part of the law because it was like a tax. It was to help out to run things. It was to keep the church lights on, if we want to put it in New Testament thing. You know, you can say, well, we don't have to give. What if no one else did give? Well, then we don't need to have a building anyway. Okay, we could drag that on out and out and out. But you get my point. In the Old Testament, it was like a tax. Now, in chapter 27, it's really very specific about what items are to be given and you know, redeeming it back, and the year of Jubilee, and heifers, and all sorts of things, you know, animals and all of that. It's really, really, really specific. So we can look at that. But the point of that is that it wasn't just about money. It was about animals. It was about land. It was about fruit. It was about all kinds of things. And there was all kinds of laws in that. But what's the principle of the thing? Well, the principle is purpose. It's the principle of purpose. Again, principle of thankfulness, principle of stewardship. This is the principle of purpose. It was to help the nation out for the functioning of, you know, the tabernacle, and to help the priests out. Now we're going to look at a couple other texts that sort of bear this out, because, again, people say, well, I don't want to give. The pastor doesn't need money. All he does is golf all week. It's not true. I don't want to give there. You know, I don't want to give here and all of that. They don't know what to do. Well, you know, friend, go to a church that does know what to do. Why don't you become part of it? Now we're going to look at Numbers chapter 18 here. Numbers chapter 18. And I'll turn there real quickly. And Numbers chapter 18, and we'll look at verses, just a few verses here. I wrote, if you go, send away for the transcript copy, PastorJD@voiceofvision.org, I wrote down on our outline here, Numbers 18, 21 through 32. But let's start with verse 21, and it says, to the Levites I've given every tithe in Israel for an inheritance in return for the service that they do, their service in the tent of meeting, the tabernacle, friends. So that the people of Israel do not come near the tent of meeting, lest they bear sin and die. The Levites were scheduled to do this. But the Levites shall do the service of the tent of meeting, and they shall bear their iniquity. It shall be a perpetual statute throughout your generations, and among the people of Israel they shall have no inheritance. For the tithe of the people of Israel, which they present as a contribution to the Lord, I have given to the Levites for an inheritance. Therefore I have said of them that they shall have no inheritance among the people of Israel. They gave the money to help out the priests. You could bring that to the New Testament. You know, you help out the pastor because he's settled on the Word of God in prayer all week and visiting the sick and the homeless and all that and just a multitude of things that he does. And this way he can focus on that and not have to, you know, worry about supporting himself in another way. Of course, a bivocational pastor, that's a good thing and all that. And you can work and all that. And we'll talk about that maybe a little later today. But the truth is that part of the purpose of the tithe was support the spiritual leadership. The Levites didn't get lands. They didn't get money. So part of the stuff that came in was for them. And that makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? Okay, now let's look at the Second Chronicles. Well, let me look at here. Again, you saw that it said there's not going to be any inheritance, but it talks about inheritance. This is how they got their fair share because they did their job, which they were called to do, and then they were able to do that because the people supported them in what they do. Now, is anything wrong with that? No, it's biblical, and it's the principle of purpose. Let's look at 2 Chronicles chapter 31. 2 Chronicles chapter 31. Let me turn there quickly. Love the turning of the pages. Amen. 2 Chronicles 31. And I'll start in verse 4. This is during the time of Hezekiah, by the way. He says, he commanded the people who lived in Jerusalem to give the portion due to the priests and the Levites, that they might give themselves to the law of the Lord. You see it again there? They give the tithe so that they can focus on the law of the Lord. They didn't have to till the soil and all that. They didn't have any. Okay? In that sense. Now, as soon as the command was spread abroad, the people of Israel gave in abundance the first fruits of grain. They were happy about it. Wine, oil, honey, and of all the produce of the field. And they brought in abundantly the tithe of everything. And they brought in the tithe of cattle and sheep, you see in verse 6. And the tithe of the dedicated things and laid them in heaps, you know. And there's just a lot of stuff there. And so you can read all the way through about verse 18 there and you see all that. All right? Well, so what is it saying? Again, it's confirming that part of the purpose of the tithe was to support the spiritual leadership. Now, that principle of purpose does come forward into the New Testament. Let's look at a few verses here. Luke 10:7, this is Jesus speaking. He says, remain, when he had sent them out, remain in the same house, eating and drinking what they provide, for the laborer deserves his wages. Do not go from house to house. The laborer deserves his wages. All right, so we saw that. Now, let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, and we're going to look at verses 11 through 14. Again, why are we mentioning this? Because the Old Testament, in the law, and we're not under the law, but the principle of the purpose of supporting the spiritual leadership is still there. That's one reason we give. We give because we're grateful, we give because we're a good steward, and we give to help. All right, now verses, in verse 9 it says, it is written in the law of Moses, you shall not muzzle the ox when it treads out the grain. It's not for the oxen that it's done that, you know. It's for the people. It was written for our sake, it says in verse 10. Now in verse 11 it says, if we have sown spiritual things among you, is it too much if we reap material things from you? If others share this rightful claim on you, do we not even more? Nevertheless, we've not made use of this right, but we endure everything rather than put an obstacle in your way. And of course, you know, he did that because they weren't understanding. But he said it's not wrong to receive, okay? He said, do you not know that those who are employed by the temple service get their food from the temple, and those who serve at the altar share in the sacrificial offerings? In the same way, the Lord commanded that those who proclaim the gospel should get their living by the gospel. And he was referring to, again, Luke 10:7. All right? And you can see in Galatians 6:6 where it talks about the fact that he that is taught in the word is to share with him who teaches in all good things. And of course, 1 Timothy 5:18 says, it says the same thing. You shall not muzzle the ox when it treads out the grain. And the laborer deserves his wages. Repeating Luke 10:7 as scripture there. And so it's an important thing. And again, the Levites also were given cities, by the way. You can see that in Numbers 35:1-8. And so supporting, that's part of it. That's the principle of purpose. Now, we got more to get to tomorrow with Deuteronomy 14 and the principle of provision, but that's all the time we have for today. We'll see you next time on the Voice of Vision broadcast. This is Pastor J.D. Hatfield. God bless you.
Oh, yes, I'm glad to know my life is hid with Jesus, and that's where
see you next time on the Voice of Vision broadcast, where we are living for today with an eye for tomorrow.
And reveling with God eternally.